We tend to think of heaven as far removed from anything we can experience on earth. Certainly, it's more glorious than we can possibly imagine. But how often do we ever think of heaven as made of history? Look at how St. John in the book of Revelation this morning describes his vision of the New Jerusalem, which is heaven itself. He says, the gates to the New Jerusalem are inscribed with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel, a people that God himself called at a specific time in history to be his own, and they were to carry out his will on this earth. So they're part of heaven. As well, the 12 foundations of the city wall are inscribed with the names of the 12 apostles. They're a part of it too. They carried the gospel to the world during a very set time in history. But there they are. The imagery of John that he uses tells us, I think, very clearly that the heavenly church is built on the lives of real flesh and blood people, believers who lived and worked right here on this earth. The heavenly Jerusalem, the reality of the heavenly church, where we will spend forever, is built on people like Abraham, who was called to journey from his home to a far-off land already when he was old. And Moses, as well, old, found the courage to confront Pharaoh. He's there, St. Peter, who started out like doing things his own way, ended up surrendering everything to Jesus. Like us, these faith-filled people faced many challenges, but not so different than us. And they never lost their vision of what God had in mind for them, an eternal dwelling. And it is built on people like them and like us. May we never lose our vision of an eternal dwelling. That vision changes so much of what we experience on this earth, how we make decisions and find meaning, and how we endure suffering, how we view death. Death looks one way from our side. It looks quite different from heaven's side. Our eternal home with God and all those others who lived on this earth and now live in heaven call us forth to join them. Each day we face many choices, as did the saints. They were no different than us. And those choices, they can seem so insignificant, little stuff we do every day. Am I going to take time to pray today, or am I too busy because I got this stuff to do? Do I think of God and talk to him in my daily activity? Do I take time to listen when someone talks to me, even though I'm a little bored with them? Or am I just focused on myself? Do I give of my time, talent, and treasure? Or just use it for myself? And on, they're little things. They can seem so insignificant, but they're actually the building blocks of heaven. They're the stones that are going to go on the foundation. The daily choices we make for God help us to become more like him. And not only do we hope to enjoy heaven, we also make up some of what heaven will be like, just like the apostles do, and the great communion of saints. We help make some of heaven forever. And it's not only important for us to get to heaven for ourselves, but also for others who actually really want us there. They want us to be a part of their heaven. Like the tribes of Israel, like the apostles, we are the living stones that Jesus is using to build up his church now, right here in Bismarck, and for all eternity. not only will we enjoy heaven, we will be a part of other people's heaven forever. And heaven is ours to have or ours to lose. And not only that God wants us there, but those others. So let's do our part to get there.